This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I think you guys who've been listening to my show now for years realize that I am no expert in sex. I think my husband has been married to me for almost 25 years and confirm that. So, I am no sex expert. I'm not here to advise you. I know what I might particularly like. But, you know, for me, it's put a Michael Fassbender movie on, a Viggo Mortensen movie on, make sure I can eat some chocolate afterwards, and I'm fine. But sex is not the safest thing out there. And we're being told that cancer related to sex is on the rise. But I remember last year, mouth cancer rates doubled in a generation. Because people are using their mouths more with sex, okay? Now, I'm a little naive. I didn't really get taught the birds and the bees by my parents. So the only thing I learned about from sex was what my friends would tell me, and they would try to mess me up. Say, yeah, what you have to do is you have to have a paper bag, and you put one paper bag on one boobie, you put another paper bag on another boobie, and that'll prevent you from getting pregnant. Like, really? That's why I didn't have a lot of boyfriends. Just didn't work. And so, you know, when you look at the Bible and they suggest, I think they do offer suggestions for sex. There's a couple orifices that are involved, and that's where they kind of leave it. But that's not what people do. People like to explore. They like to put things in any orifice that seems to be open and available. And that would be fine if you didn't have something like HPV. Now, this HPV virus is so bad that not only can it cause cervical cancer, but it could cause rectal cancer. It could cause throat cancer, oral cancer. It could also cause genital warts and other things. And we're finding, apparently, even if cervical cancers are dropping, they're finding major upticks in rectal cancer as well as throat cancer. So I believe results were released yesterday by the American Society of Clinical Oncology. This is ahead of a presentation at its annual meeting next month. I'm sure that would be the American Society of Clinical Oncology. It would be a good meeting, trust me. We doctors know how to make meetings interesting if they sound boring. But as we know, the HPV virus is the most common STD. Chlamydia might be the most common STD diagnosed. But HPV is the most common STD out there. We pass it male-male, female-female, female-male, non-binary, non-binary. We could spread HPV doing all sorts of things, and we don't even need penetration to spread it. So if we're like, you know what, we're just going to kind of do third and a half base and not go all the way, and that you could still spread HPV that way. So whether you're doing first base, second base, third base, HPV knows how to get in there. And we've had the HPV vaccine since 2006 that we've been giving young girls and then later to young boys. And we aren't going to be able to see the data on how good that is. But it has prompted doctors and parents to say, look, guys, you probably need to get the vaccine. Now, you know, kids in their teenage years are like, okay, wait a second. I'm 11, 12. I'm not a baby anymore. I don't have to go in for vaccines. Why do I need this one? And then you're trying to tell your 12-year-old son because you might get throat cancer. Why? Well, you might feel the mood to put your mouth on somebody's blah, 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 blah. And they, what? I'm not going to do that. Well, you might. And yeah, there's a good chance you will. oh, Mom, that's disgusting. It's really hard to as a parent to talk about it. So me, I'm just open. I'm saying, look, there's something called a blank, blank, blank. There's a chance you guys might be doing that. Go and get the shot so you don't get cancer from it. And they're like, I'd rather just not do it than get the shot. And then now they're older and they're like, okay, what, Mom, what shot was that you wanted us to get? Like, you idiots. And, you know, you can use condoms. You can use dental dams. We recommend that, but nobody does. Nobody says, hold on a second, I want to do this, but I want to put a barrier. I wish they would. So they say what's driving the HPV cancer trends is the youthful sexual behavior of baby boomers before the vaccine was out. Now, that's interesting. This is by Fox News. The youthful sexual behavior of baby boomers. So there's a youthful sexual behavior and an older sexual behavior? I don't think I've ever done the youthful one. I think youthful means, right, you're like on a chandelier and you're in the backseat of a car or whatever. Whereas I guess older is, okay, we need to take down the covers, we need to fluff the pillows, we need to shut the light. I don't know what they mean by that. But apparently you baby boomers out there that had youthful sexual behavior before you got the vaccine or even the vaccine existed, you might be at risk. Here's my problem with all of this, okay? You can't really screen. There's no blood test. And in fact, with female pap smears, we're already extending it to, well, you can wait until you're 21, and, you know, so we're slowing down on the pap smear screening, because some HPV just goes away on its own. But see, to me, I want to know if somebody has HPV. Personally, if we are seeing more and more cases of warts, anal cancer, rectal cancer, throat cancer, at one point, apparently they're saying that for men, oral and throat cancer increased by 3%. For women, rectal cancer increased by 3%. So if this is something that's kind of common, then why aren't we screening more for HPV? Okay, fine, maybe you don't have to do the pap smear, but that's kind of how you could get the HPV sample. But for men, I don't know if they were working on a wash, like a gargle, where men could gargle. I think there was a dentist that was working on this, where they could gargle, spit it out, and see if they have HPV. But we don't really have screening tests. A gentleman that has HPV-related throat cancer might just get hoarse, or they might have a cough. One gentleman was a new patient to me. He was asking for more Flonase, or Nasonex, for his allergies. He goes, yeah, I have constant postnasal drip. I'm like, let me take a look at that. You've been on this for years, according to his old records, and he had a mass, base of tongue. So, get your throats checked out, and, you know, maybe be a little bit more careful when you have a more youthful repertoire in the bedroom. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So one of our messages we got is anonymous. I have to paraphrase because there were a lot of cuss words, and it was too long to read on air. But in a nutshell, this listener or writer and a bunch of other parents are refusing to put their kids back in school, but because they're afraid of looking, you know, racist or anti-critical race theory, they are on the survey saying it's because they're afraid of COVID. And they've asked what to do to teach their kids from a homeschool perspective and make sure the kids get the education they need. Now, this is kind of difficult. I mean, I was an educator, but I wasn't an early childhood educator or a middle school educator. I mean, I've taught various different classes and different means, but this is an interesting topic. And so you have people saying they're not going to bring their kids back to school because they're worried about COVID. But is it really that? I mean, are there other reasons? For me, the reason why my son, we kept virtual, is because he wanted to go back to be with his friends. And the school wasn't going to allow there to be lunch periods or the kids to hang. And so lunch period was going to be wherever you were seated 6 feet apart, you just pull out your sandwich and sit there at your desk. And, you know, he really wanted the social action. And I was worried that if he got exposed at school, now Corey and I have to quarantine and all that. So I was like, look, I'll give you a choice. Do you want virtual or not? So, I didn't laugh the lie and say I was afraid of COVID. I just said, you know, we're going to do virtual. They didn't ask us for our reasons, but I'll tell you, it's just I just couldn't take the risk of him getting exposed. And then now me and Corey have to be in quarantine because Corey sees patients. I see patients. I just didn't want to deal with that hassle. And my son wasn't that excited about not being able to see his friends. So he, you know, at least virtually was still able to talk to his friends, at least at home. So, you know, I do believe that many parents that are declining returning their kids back to school might have other reasons rather than avoiding COVID. I'm sure there's parents out there where they get a pass, where they get to work from home, and they get to work from home if their kids are virtual. So if they get to work from home, then, and they prefer to work from home, kids stays out of school. Now, I don't want kids to be out of school for parental selfish reason. Like I said, I let my son make that decision. I asked him over and over again. I go, are you sure you're fine with this? You know, and he's like, yeah, I'm not going to get to see my friends anywhere or hang out. So, yeah. So I don't agree with parents using selfish reasons for that. But we have a whole other issue going on where there are things taught in schools that parents may not agree with. Now, years ago, the most controversial thing was sex ed. And you think, well, okay, well, how is sex ed controversial? Well, it did get controversial. Because some parents, you know, didn't want condoms discussed, didn't want kids to be learning about sex and then getting interested. Other people wanted the students to learn more. Why are they just learning about heterosexual sex? Why aren't they learning about homosexual sex? Why aren't they learning about masturbating? So my sex ed years ago was, I guess, really lame. I think they just taught us what to do with a tampon. You know, and I agree that there does need to be discussions on anatomy, discussions on what's normal, what's not. Because when I grew up, my parents wouldn't talk to me. I thought I had breast cancer because my boobs hurt. And then I remember going to my mom, because I really didn't have a good relationship with my mom. I was kind of scared of her. And I thought, oh, my gosh, if I told her I had breast cancer, I'd get in trouble because I did something to give myself breast cancer. And she goes, no, that's just puberty. I'm like, oh, thank God. You know, and so because it hurt. People would run into you, and it hurts. It hurts. The boobies hurt. And so, I, you know, sometimes parents don't give the education and do the curriculum as well as educators do. And so schools fill in the gaps. Unfortunately, though, on these controversial topics, some schools could be at liberty to inject more stuff. Some schools might leave things out. And if parents aren't clear on what was being taught, they don't know. Or they go, you learned about that in school. Well, we don't learn everything there is to know about sex in school. I don't think we should. I think we should learn in the home. So I'm for transparency. Exactly what these kids are taught. Now, obviously, a teacher could say something that doesn't get, you know, documented, going, oh, you know, I think this is this or whatever. But for the most part, I think parents do have a right to see exactly what is being taught. And so with critical race theory and discussions of, you know, white supremacy and white privilege, you know, those are things that are making some parents a little anxious. Because we want kids to learn about history. We want kids to know about the devastating effects of racism and bigotry and how we can't let this country do that again. And you would think that's not controversial. You'd think we would all agree with that. But then somebody takes it to another level where kids have to rate their privilege or parents have to rate their privilege. And then now you're starting to have subjectivity. And I would have never thought history would have so much subjectivity, but it does. And when I was going to school, I was reading a history book. I'm like, wait a second, they didn't mention this. Or why didn't they mention this? They left stuff out. or somebody added or the writer added an opinion. And history shouldn't be like that. History is, okay, what happened to the Founding Fathers? What happened here? What happened, you know? I mean, are they leaving out that there were integral people that helped in our revolution that weren't highlighted in the history books because of race or color? You know, so I think it's a shame when we have a system that allows subjectivity into our historical account, which is why I see both sides. We do not want a very whitewashed form of history, but we also don't want kids to have to hate themselves because they were born a certain way. I mean, we're trying to teach kids that how you were born, you be proud. I mean, to love yourself. If you're gay, you're gay. If you're white, you're white. If you're black, you're black. Not to hate yourself. And so I see why parents are looking at the curriculum, which should have math, which should have science, which should have history, which should have English, and saying, well, wait a second, why can't I just teach these at home? So it's tricky. Homeschooled students do well when the parent is very active, when it is a very regimented process. But virtual online school wasn't homeschooling. There's a big difference. I mean, I saw my kid, he'd pay attention, but after a while he wasn't paying attention. Me as a teacher, when I see somebody not pay attention or fall asleep, I call them out. I made sure to learn every one of my students' names so I could say, wake up, Billy, wake up. Billy, you got this? Right? I mean, usually what a teacher will do is not embarrass them and say, Billy, you got this? And Billy will be like, huh, yeah. Me, I don't care. I'm like, are you asleep again? Wake up. And so I don't care because I'm not going to use euphemisms. So my answer to you is, if you and a bunch of parents want your kids, like, taught at home, what do they need to be taught? I don't know how that process works. I'm sure there are multiple homeschool sort of curriculums, and you also have to make sure that it's okay through your state. But generally, what kids learn in schools, they learn their math, they learn their science, they learn their English, they learn history, different types of history. There's world history, American history. My kids were in Catholic school, so they learned world religions, Catholicism, Old Testament, New Testament. You don't have to do that if you don't want religious, but Catholic school, that's what they include. And then, of course, physical activity, arts, music. I mean, what schools do in terms of education, it really is phenomenal. But yeah, they are going to ruin it if kids are going to come home going, Mom, why am I white? Or Mom, why am I black? You don't want a child to not like who they are. I don't understand that. Now, I mean, if a school wants to show that there are certain things that people do that unfortunately might be racist, like, for example, here's medicines, all right? We have 5 prescriptions of medicine. Whoever buys them first gets them. And we have a socioeconomic difference despite color. Yeah, then maybe we could talk about how, you know, things happen in the world in terms of helping the poor and helping those that might not have access or money and things like that. But we really have to be careful about shaming people for their race or their gender. We don't want kids feeling shamed if they're homosexual. We don't want kids shamed if they're a color or a race or a religion. And so if you feel the school is doing that, I think you do have a right to, you know, to report it or find other means of teaching your kid. 1-877-DOLLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate in session on Thursday, and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Biden administration is refusing to admit our southern border is still in crisis.
Now Democrats cannot get control of the crisis that they have stoked. The vice president, supposedly the point person to fix illegal immigration, has yet to even visit the southern border.
McConnell also saying the Biden administration is trying to brag about the number of unaccompanied illegal immigrant migrant children going down. More companies are saying it's okay to shop without a mask. Kroger and Walgreens are the latest to drop their mask mandates, and it's for guests who are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus to coincide with the CDC's updated guidelines. Other stores where you can ditch your masks include Costco, CVS, Kohl's, Sam's Club, and Walmart. This is USA Radio News. As reports of a ceasefire emerge, a poll showed the majority of Israelis want the current operation against the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas to continue. According to the survey cited by Israel's Channel 12 News, 72% believe the so-called Operation Guardian of Walls should not end until deterrence is established. Meanwhile, Republican Congressman from Texas, Chip Roy, says the United States needs to stand with Israel.
We must make clear our commitment to support any Israeli request for resupply of precision-guided munitions and expedite any pending sales or transfers that might be of assistance, instead of equivocating. The president should not be listening to the musings of our House colleagues that are effectively in the Hamas squad, and that's what we see here in the House of Representatives.
Millions of people across southeast Texas and parts of Louisiana are living under a flash flood watch after torrential rains blasted the region. The weather deadly in Louisiana, where at least four people have died this week and some neighborhoods look like lakes. USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that there are videos of allegedly the Biden administration flying migrants secretly to other states rather than turning them away. And the minors are being flown so far up as far north as Tennessee. So this is some interesting stuff. They say Tennessee lawmakers are accusing Joe Biden's administration of secretly flying migrant children into their state without consulting them. I believe Republican senators are saying Kamala Harris should lose her travel budget until she actually goes to the border. I tell you, politics is ugly. Man, it's just getting uglier and uglier, unless it's just because I'm noticing it more. Several videos obtained by WRCB TV Channel 3 show a handful of planes carrying minor migrants arriving at Chattanooga's Wilson Air Center during overnight hours. Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn said in a statement, the transportation of migrants there is taking place in the, quote, dead of night without the knowledge or permission of the communities involved. Now, this has been reported by Daily Mail. They say a source with direct knowledge of the operation revealed somewhere up to 50 minors are transported at a time, some to reunite with family members in other states, others to be relocated to group homes. The individual revealed that while the operation started in Dallas and moved to small airports recently to avoid attention. Now, this is a huge public health crisis, not to mention trafficking, and I'm still confused as to why families are separated to the point where, remember those two migrant children were thrown over a wall and the mom was in New York? Why is the mom in New York so separated from the kids? I don't understand what's going on. I don't understand. Then what are they not telling us? Are these kids that are abducted and then there's ransom? So they get thrown over the wall of the American border and then, that, or is it that the parents, or somebody tries to get over here first? And then guys try and take the kid. I don't know. I don't understand this at all. So Customs and Border Protection, they say, encountered 178,000 migrants in April, and those are the numbers we're being told, so it could be higher. They say that's a 90% increase from April 2020 and a slight uptick from March 2021. They say border guards encountered the most unaccompanied children in history, which I also think is a decoy. I think they are using kids so that cartel and other people can do whatever they're doing, because when you're distracted by a kid, it's all hands on deck. Representative Ashley Hinton of Iowa introduced the, quote, See the Crisis Act on Thursday before the House breaks for recess. Is the House going on vacation? Really? Man, I'm working. The bill proposes banning Kamala Harris from taxpayer-funded travel, as she still refuses to visit the border to address the growing issues. It's been 9 weeks since the Biden administration named her border czar, and the White House has insisted her priority is to deal with the root causes of migration. So the See the Crisis Act means they are going to stop her funding for travel, and I don't see it passing, but that is very difficult to be a border czar and not actually show up and see what's going on. Again, probably bad optics. Is it going to be a good photo shoot? So Hinton said, we have an absolute crisis at the border, and Vice President Harris was appointed to lead the administration's effort on the border crisis, but it's been 56 days, and in that time, she hasn't been to the border once. She hasn't held a news conference on the administration's efforts for a plan, and I think it's time she does that. I mean, in Kamala Harris's defense, she did reach out to other countries to try to see if they could help stop the transition. I mean, Trump was a little more forceful. I mean, Trump just told the countries, you better get, you know, you better stop them. If the migrants from Guatemala and Honduras are coming up, Mexico, this is on you. You stop this. You fix this. We don't want them going through Mexico, coming up to our border. And for some reason, it worked. I don't know how he did it. I don't know if he threatened funding. I don't know what happened. But again, you know, it does help one administration versus another having more constituents and future voters in. So I don't understand why there's not this more, look, guys, you know, this is dangerous for you. This is dangerous for us. You know, people being trafficked or being abused and raped, and yeah, we know, and do exactly what Trump did, you know, telling Mexico, look, right, you got to stop this because people are being hurt on their way through Mexico coming to us. But no, that's not what they're doing. So apparently, they say the latest increase in pressure on the Biden administration comes as former President George Bush claimed the immigration system is broken, slammed Congress for doing nothing to fix it. Now, remember, George Bush is from Texas. In an interview with Fox News, he says, you're not going to solve this if there is politics. If you think about where we are right now, you've got people on one side of the aisle blaming the former president, people on the other side of the aisle blaming the current president. And the truth of the matter is the system is broken because Congress has failed to act. He's right. He says the real blame for the humanitarian crisis at the border is the smugglers who have no intention of getting these families into the U.S. and are simply trying to make money. He said, I'm sure you're telling them falsehoods. Follow me, I'll get you in. And these poor people have no way of checking them out and are finding themselves stuck at the border. So, you know, when you secretly fly people into other cities, Okay. Being devil's advocate, being a physician, being a mom, I get that you have kids. These kids need homes. These kids need medical care. They need families. And there's already been an outreach platform to try to get families who already foster kids to take more. But we aren't in that position right now. We don't even take care of our own kids correctly. I don't know how well adjusted, well fed, well educated our foster children already have. I mean, what we're hearing right now is the kids aren't even back at school. Apparently the migrant children were getting schooling, but the kids in California weren't back at school. We still have horrible access and inconsistent access to health care and vaccines. With COVID, a lot of parents haven't taken their kids in to get vaccines. We still have the COVID issue, and we have migrants with COVID coming in. I understand we want to help kids, and I understand that some of these people are fleeing. You know, conditions. They don't. I mean, America is one of the best countries in the world. I don't blame people for wanting to come to America. But you can't force it. And there has to be a willing and enthusiastic and an open arms approach to legal immigration. But having illegal immigrants come in, and then you just kind of drop them off into states, and then hope that those state services, which are already overwhelmed, can handle it. I mean, is anybody talking about the psychological effect on these kids who have been trafficked and have walked in the desert for how many months? Where is the mental health intervention and their support? We don't have enough mental health and behavioral health intervention for our kids in America. I mean, is it that we've always had these resources and Americans didn't know about it and now we're able to pull them out, you know, for immigrants? Or is it that all of a sudden there's extra money? But, you know, we have so many kids that need help now currently in America. We have so many homeless people. Look at Venice Beach. And I just don't understand the priorities. And I get it because it's kids. Everybody wants to help the kids and I want to help the kids too. But you know, encouraging trafficking of kids coming to the United States without being with their parents, I don't see how that's safer. Sometimes the safest place for kids to be is with their parents. Offer means have a legal process for parents and their families to come. But this the free-for-all that it is right now, it's dangerous. And states are trying to deal with COVID and the new mask mandates or the mask loosenings and businesses opening up. How do we know these people are healthy coming in? 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here.
We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. I always feel like I missed the bus when it came to good business ideas, when it came to having something go viral or make money. Mm-hmm. Well, all we can do is sit and watch what the big giants do. And Google, who I use to Google to search up things and prep for my show and see what bad things people write about me and see if my age, you know, is really, really there because I don't want people to know my age. Google is actually moving into retail. Well, they've had retail online, but now they're going to actually have physical retail stores. There's going to be Google stores. First one is going to debut in New York City this summer. It's going to be located in Chelsea as part of Google's campus in that neighborhood. The headquarters is already there. And the Google store will display and sell a variety of Google products. Pixel phones, Nest smart home devices, Fitbit trackers, Pixel books, and more. Customers will also be able to order products through their online stores and pick them up in person at the physical Google store location. Now, the one thing people that have money know how to do is make more money. They say Google has experimented with small pop-up stores and booths before to sell its products, but today's store announcement marks a far more serious commitment to establishing a retail space. They say, according to The Verge, it's impossible to talk about Google opening a physical retail location without mentioning Apple's Apple stores. That's where they think Google is borrowing some of their ideas. It looks like they're very open, airy looking. They say like an Apple store, the new Google store is going to showcase how Google's products work together. I just love saying Google. How Google's products work together, offer in-store experts to help troubleshoot problems, assist with setups, work on repairs, and feature out to workshops to make the most of Google's products and services. See, all I use Google for is the internet. I didn't know that there's all these books and the, or these, you know, like iPads type of thing. The iPad, Apple. I have an Apple. So, who knew? I don't know what the Google stock is. Man, maybe now. I should have bought Google stock years ago. It's too late now. Google also notes that while the new store will allow customers to buy its hardware, it will still take precautions due to the ongoing COVID pandemic when the store launches. They're going to limit the number of customers. They're going to regularly clean the store. They're going to require that guests wear masks, socially distance from each other, and utilize hand sanitizer when in the store. They say the Google store in Chelsea is set to open to the public sometime over the summer. Google will announce whether they're going to expand beyond a single location. My guess is if the Chelsea store does well, then it's going to expand. You know, Google is at $2,300 a share. Amazon is at $3,000 a share. In 5 years, Google went from like $700 a share in 2016 to now $2,300. Gosh, whoever has Google, they made money. I know. I feel that way. I think a lot of us feel that way where we're like, did we miss the boat? I don't think so. If you have mutual funds, I'm sure we cashed in a little bit on it. But, you know, it frustrates, I think, us because we hear these rags to riches stories of some people. I love watching stories of musicians where they were poor and then they were able to, like Freddie Mercury, and then they were able to become an amazing hit. But then, unfortunately, you know, their lives tragically end, you know, or like James Mansfield with the car accident. But, you know, I love seeing stories where if you work hard, if you have talent, if you have persistence, you could become successful. And successful isn't becoming a billionaire. Successful is having a career, having, you know, money for medicine, money for retirement, having relationships, having fans, helping people, making a good impression on society. And I'd like to see more of those stories. And I worry a little bit with Google and Amazon and Apple because they're monopolies. Now, mind you, I'm a capitalist. If they know how to make a product, if they know how to make money, I mean, they have a right to deal with supply and demand, but it is frustrating that if you don't have the wealth or you don't have the, you know, abilities that a big company like Apple does or Google or Amazon does, your idea and your strive and your talent might not get noticed. I mean, I would love to be the inventor of something. But again, there's already technology. There's already patents out there. That's not to say everything has been invented. I think there's a lot of things out there that can still be done. But I fear that the bigger Google gets, the bigger Amazon gets, the harder it is for you to compete. I don't know if Radio Shack is still around, but whenever we needed an electronic, we'd go to Radio Shack or we'd go to Circuit City. Well, Google and Apple do that now. You know, another thing that also was very interesting is our phones basically knocked out a bunch of things out of the market, and it's a phone. So even though my kids in engineering or math class might need like a scientific calculator, for the most part, we don't have calculators. Why? It's on our phone. We might not have these daily planner books. Why? It's on our phone. I haven't bought a flashlight in years because my phone's a flashlight. I don't need a mirror because I could look in the camera. And then a camera. When is the last time you went out and bought a camera? Now, we did because my son was doing photography. But I don't have to buy a camera. I don't have to go to PhotoSmart or Photoshop or whatever that is where you'd have to drop off the photos. And then, unfortunately, if there's a bad photo, you're like, oh, my gosh, is the cute guy behind the counter going to see it? We don't spend that money on that anymore. Mail. When was the last time I bought a stamp? I don't have to. I get email on my phone. So when a product turns into multiple products in one, a GPS, you end up buying less other products, and it starts to knock out these other smaller companies. I mean, there's companies that know, like, repair. You know, my father, if he was still alive, he probably would have been out of business because he would fix appliances. And, yeah, he would go to people's houses. He worked really, really hard. You know, he ended up dying of a heart attack because he worked hard every day of his life. And, you know, he would go and fix appliances. But now, you know, these appliances are electric and they're computerized and with the warranties and all that. It just starts to make the advantage that many of these hard workers had in our economy, it makes them irrelevant, less relevant, and then less successful. So it'll be really interesting to see. We see right now the rise of the giants. We see the Amazons, the Apple and Google, and they've done good. I mean, Amazon kept us, you know, still fed and clothed during the lockdown. They deserve to have made the money they made during the pandemic. Apple also. I was able to stay in touch with my family thanks to Apple. I'm a fan. But what I'm not a fan of is them taking over all these industries that us regular Joe people can't now do. I just have a problem with that. And I think we are going to see a very, very large separation of classes again. And not in terms of like bourgeoisie and the laissez-faire or whatever, but in terms of companies and success. Either you're in the music business or you're not. Either you're with Google or you're not. And I just don't know how you compete with a Google. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.